Sold, the auctioneer yelled. To the young redhead in the red jacket. For a second, I just sat there stunned. Out of the corner of my eye, I could see a curl of hair above the shoulder of my jacket. The hair was red. The jacket was red. There was no getting out of it. I had just bought a horse. But why had I bought this horse? I watched gloomily as the bony blue roan mare limped out of the sale ring. Her ears were laid back angrily. As the ringman swung the gate closed behind her, she lashed out and kicked it with both back hooves. Oh, wow! Did I have a winner on my hands? How could I have been so stupid? What was my dad going to say? He lets me go to my first horse sale alone, on a school day even, and I mess up big time. But sitting here wasn't going to help. Slowly, I stood up and made my way down from the stands and toward the sales office. I was partway through the barn area when a voice stopped me. It was a cool, lazy, laid-back voice.
Skipping school, Bobby Joe?
I swung around and almost bumped into the guy who owned the voice. Cole McCall, the kid from the farm next to ours. Just who I needed to finish wrecking my day. I tossed my hair back. That's an interesting question, coming from the all-time champion at that sport, I said coldly. I turned and kept on walking. Cole just laughed and fell into step beside me. I pretended he wasn't there.
Where are you going?
He asked. To pay for my horse, if it's any of your business.
You just bought a horse?
Cole's voice had taken on a new note of interest. That's what I said, I answered, looking straight ahead and walking a little faster. Now why don't you go find some of your hoodlum friends and leave me alone? A look I couldn't quite get flickered across his face. For a second, I almost thought there was a real person behind Cole McCall's grin. But then he gave a careless shrug.
Yeah, why not? The guys are better company than you. See you around, blue jeans.
Cole had been calling me that ever since he first came into my grade 10 class at West Valley High School last year. The nickname did fit my initials. It fit my clothes, too. But I still didn't want Cole McCall calling me that. I didn't want him calling me anything. Maybe it was because I was afraid he kind of liked me. At least, my friend Julie said he did. But I wasn't about to get involved with a guy like Cole. He had a real attitude. He was always in trouble at school, mainly for skipping, and he didn't even try to come up with a good excuse for it. Besides, I wasn't about to go out with any guy who had longer hair than I did. I tossed my head and marched off to pay for the horse I shouldn't even have bought. At the office, I told the clerk my name, and he flipped through some papers.
Okay, here it is. B.J. Brooks, lot number 79. All I need is a check for $690.
His eyes widened as I dug in my pocket and came out with a fat roll of bills. Cash okay? I asked. I'd emptied my piggy bank, dumped the jar of quarters I'd been saving since I was 10, and taken all the coins to the bank. Then I'd closed out my savings account and taken that in cash too. It looked like a lot of money when I got it all in bills. The clerk nodded.
Cash is fine. You're just the first person I've seen in a long time who actually has some.
I started counting out the money and thought about how much work I'd done to earn each one of those $20 bills. The profit from 3 years of raising 4-H calves, all those summers of cutting the neighbors' lawns, and I'd gathered up every cent and brought it here to buy this horse. No, that wasn't true. I didn't bring it here to buy this horse. I came to buy a colt, a yearling at the oldest. A good, young quarter horse that I could train myself and make into a champion barrel horse.
Buying a colt would mean it would be 3 or 4 years before I could actually race him. I hated waiting that long, but I didn't have a choice. If you watched your chance, you could get a good colt for the money I had. A trained barrel horse, ready to go, would cost a few thousand. So how had I set out to buy a colt with a future and wound up with a sour, beat-up old mare that obviously had a past? I'd asked myself that question a lot of times in the last few minutes, but I still wasn't sure of the answer. I should have realized from the start that the blue roan mare was a meat horse. If I hadn't known by the way she looked, I should have known by who was bidding on her. There were a couple of crafty old guys who always hung around the sales, picking up the horses that had hit the end of the trail. They bought for the meat packers, and they were always on the lookout for a chance to buy cheap. Much as I hated the thought of any horse ending up that way, I knew it was a fact of life. I guess it was better than the horses being left to starve. Better than getting so old and crippled, they got down and couldn't get up. So why couldn't I have just left things alone and let nature take its course? Why did I have to go and buy this mare? It might have been her color that did it. When I was a little kid, I had a picture book called Lady, the Little Blue Mare. It was about a blue roan horse, and I read it until the cover fell off. Ever since, I'd wanted a horse that color more than anything else in the world. But blue roans are about as common as honest politicians. I guess I went a little crazy when I came across a blue roan I could actually own. Or maybe the real reason I bought her was because she was a rebel. I liked the way she held her head up, the way she fought back when she was pushed around. While one half of my mind was thinking about that, the other half was counting out the money. 600, 620, 640, 660, 680, I counted out loud. Suddenly, I stopped. That was my last 20 I'd just tossed on the pile. I dug in my pocket for the other 20 I knew was there. Nothing but a well-worn Kleenex. I checked the other pocket. Empty as my kid sister's head. I checked the pockets of my jean jacket. Lint and 2 gum wrappers. The clerk cleared his throat.
Another $10, miss.
I know, I muttered, shooting him a dirty look. Don't get your shirt in a knot. It's here somewhere. I made another panic-stricken tour of my pockets. That $20 was not here anywhere. I could hear the people in the lineup behind me shuffling their feet.
Miss,
the clerk said firmly,
either you've got the money or you haven't. If you're short on cash, why don't you write a check for the last 10?
Because I don't have any money left in the bank, I muttered. But I did have the cash. I know I did.
Well,
the clerk said wearily,
you don't now. Step aside and let these other people go ahead. I'll give you 30 minutes to come up with the cash, or we'll have to resell the horse.
Resell the horse? Let him resell the horse and I'd be off the hook. I'd have my $690 and I wouldn't be stuck with that sorry excuse for an animal. I should have jumped right up and kissed that old clerk on his tobacco-stained mustache. But oh no, not me. Right then and there, I bristled up like a cornered cat and glared at him. You will not resell that horse. I bought her fair and square, and I'll get you your lousy $10. You can count on it.